Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
So as I was saying, Mother's Day is Sunday, and don't forget it. And again, never forget it, no matter what. But especially this year, it becomes increasingly important. But when I saw tech and mom together, I thought, those two words in the same sentence, that's a first. But I understand the senior living designer, Lisa Sinney, and I hope I pronounced that right, is going to tell us all about that. So hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
All right, did I get your last name right?
You did. You pronounced it perfectly.
Oh, that's a miracle. All right. So, you know, as I say, we normally think of mom and tech, kind of an oxymoron. But I would assume to an extent, with the stay-at-home orders virtually everywhere, mom is more ready than ever to maybe embrace technology.
I think so. I think especially depending on their age. You know, if you're older and you're a mom, you want to be a little bit more connected. And sometimes if you're younger and a mom, you want to be a little bit more disconnected from your kids. So it really depends on what stage you are in the mom game. But tech certainly is the way to go for this Mother's Day.
Yeah, no, that's a real good point. I guess maybe for people with young kids, the best gift is more gifts for the kids. Now,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, keep them busy. All right, so we've got several categories, and of course, bestlivingtech.com, you've outlined them. But one of the big ones, and you've already alluded to this, is staying in touch with the family. Moms and grandmoms, oh, they love those pictures and that family time. So what's the latest and greatest on that?
Well, one of the coolest things is a company that has a device called Loop. And what it does is it's kind of like an iPad, except for it has a little more girth to it, so it can sit on a table. It's got a little handle on the back, and you can pass it around. But the very cool thing about it is that you're not going to get hacked. Just as your earlier caller called about the scamicide, This is hack-proof. So you know how you worry about your Facebook pictures being up and somebody seeing something that they shouldn't see? This is completely within your own family. So someone can post something from their phone, a grandkid to the grandma or a mom or a daughter, and it's all within one device. And you can also video chat, you can share videos, and then photograph. So hack-proof, it's photographs, and it can sit you know, anywhere in your kitchen or your living room, and you can pass it around without having to put on your bifocals.
Now, I want to investigate this a moment, because obviously it's not just you in the kitchen. You're using some type of WAN to get there, some type of wide area network. Now, as soon as you enter that, you're not necessarily hack-proof. So how does this device work?
That is, you're 100% so correct on that. If you're on a open Wi-Fi, you're definitely open to other people. Let's say you're on a free Wi-Fi network, which I just talked to my brother about yesterday. She was getting free Wi-Fi from her building, and I said, please don't do that. Anybody can get into your bank account or anything that way. You need to pay for your Wi-Fi and log on with a password so other people can't get into that. Once you do that, the way the device works is that I can send from my phone, or my daughter right now is in school in Israel, she can send photographs or videos directly to that device, and my mom has a choice whether or not to accept it or not, and it only can go there, and it doesn't go the opposite direction. So it goes right into that device. It's not connected to any other devices, so there's no way to get into any of your bank accounts or private Facebook or anything like that. So that's why I say it's hack-proof.
Right. No, that's a good point. Obviously, inherently, it's not from the real definition, but it is from the fact that none of your personal information is in any way attached to this device.
That's exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. And it makes it a lot safer, too. I mean, sometimes you want to share photos of your family, but you don't want to put them on Facebook. It might be little kids when they're just babies, or sitting in the bathtub having a bath and having some fun, which are completely innocent. But you don't want that following around them for the rest of their life.
Bingo. I'm with you 1,000% on that, and they'll thank you later. The bearskin rug photo no one wants to see when they're 30.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I got that. Well, now, of course, the only weak link in this is hopefully whoever is setting this up, especially if it's for seniors or whatever, if you're doing it on a household Wi-Fi or whatever, you want this well protected because it is on the LAN. And if it's not fully protected, you know, give me 10 minutes and I can be in your LAN for the most part. So, you know, and I'm certainly no expert at it. So the people who are, it probably takes them a picosecond. But hopefully when you are setting family members up who are not tech savvy with this, you're at least wanting to make sure that all of your in-house stuff is well password protected and not your birth date and things like that. But that sounds like a great idea.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea to have a device that is self-contained to its own. So where can people get the Loop?
They can get the Loop at bestlivingtech.com. Yeah, you can get it right on there. And we can also give you something for the show notes.
Okay. All right. Well, good. So I'm going to Best Living Tech right now. Good deal. And all right. So anything else in the tech variety that is particularly neat at the moment?
Well, I think one of the things that kind of is underrated, but is probably the nicest thing that you can give your mom is a bidet toilet seat. And I know that sounds really silly, but I have, about 15 years ago after traveling to Japan, I ended up buying them and then brought them back. And my mother and my father and other family members, after using them, and especially during this current crisis that we have said that it was the best thing that ever happened. It's not only healthier for you, but it helps with the environment, and it's better for your body. And so I think that's one of those luxuries that most people only get at a, you know, five-star hotel, but it's a wonderful gift, and it's not really that expensive. It's less than the price of a cell phone, generally.
Right, and then this will work. It'll retrofit your existing toilet that you don't have to have anything plumbed, obviously. Yeah, I've wondered my entire life what it is about America, why the bidet didn't take over. And I thought it was interesting back around 1962 when the first wave of Cuban immigrants came to Miami. All of a sudden, there are places opening like Mr. Bidet and all that because these people are going to retrofit even if they, you know, got a two-bedroom, one-bath house. They're not going to do without their bidet. And I thought to myself, what is it? This got to be the only country, only civilized country that doesn't use them.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and it's different than, I think, if anybody's traveled to Europe or whatever, where you have two separate devices.
Well, that's this normal, is, yeah.
Yeah, this sits right on top. You just replace your toilet seat with this bidet toilet seat. It's super easy to hook up. I've done it myself. And all of a sudden, you've got something that, you know, washes you, blow dries you, and it's a heated seat and has a nightlight.
Wow. Now, that is, although as I'm laughing here immediately because I'm thinking the learning curve could be interesting for people.
I would have to say it is. Yeah, I think the first time my father used it, it was maybe a little interesting for him. And then, you know, within a month or so, you know, I heard him say, he goes, boy, I just don't ever take that away. That's like the best thing ever. He made fun of me terribly. And then it's one of those things that you come to actually feel is a necessity. So yeah. I always love to bring it up just because I think people quite often think about appliances for moms. And your bathroom experience is just more like should be more like a spa.
Yeah, now that's so sad. Appliances for mom. It's Mother's Day. Can't you do something better? You know, I mean, she hasn't always wished for a can opener. Let's face it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's...
So to that, you know, there's also a brand new product called Happy. And it's pretty interesting because it uses low wavelength electromagnetic signals. And what it does is it mimics the signals of other things that we might partake in. Maybe it is a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or maybe some whiskey or whatever the case may be. But it mimics those signals without any damage to your body and helps you choose how you feel. So if I want to be happy or alert or calm, you can either wear it around your neck or you can put it on your head like a headband, and it will actually emit these low wavelength signals that will mimic that of whatever those other types of things are without giving you a hangover the next day or feeling a little bit bloated or, you know, costing you that extra money.
That's the most frightening thing I've ever heard. The first thing I'm thinking is...
it's actually pretty cool because think about this. Think about the amount of anxiety that folks are having right now. And instead of self-medicating, because we know alcohol sales have went up quite a bit during COVID, that you could actually just put on something that just helps you to calm down a little bit, like a glass of wine without actually drinking.
No, I understand that. But, of course, you know, if you're a conspiratorialist, and I probably am, but I think of things like HAARP in Alaska that is changing all of our moods. And, you know, we can go on and on with this, and we can talk about RF pollution. The minute you said that, by the way, I said, we're on an AM radio station. Please don't suggest this. Because,
part of it is it's much, much safer than a cell phone. But it's a pretty neat little device. So without any kind of drugs or any negative to your body, you can choose how you feel. So I think that's a neat little device. It's brand new. There's also something out there called Human Charger,
which takes
blue light therapy. Mm-hmm. And what some scientists over in Scandinavia found was that you didn't necessarily have to be out in the sunshine, that your brain can actually get light therapy to help produce your melatonin through the skull. So it doesn't have to come through your eyes. And so what they're doing is it looks like a little iPod, and it's little earbuds that have blue lights in them, and it's on a time device, and you stick that in your ears for about 10 minutes, and it will help brighten up your mood. It'll help you sleep better, give you more energy. A lot of folks use it for jet lag, and it's called Sunshine in Your Pocket. So that's a cool little device.
Do you try?
I'm sorry?
Do you try all the devices you put on your website? Have you checked them all out yourself?
100%. 100%.
You are the bravest woman I know. But
well, you know what? Here's the thing is that I've been a senior living designer for over 20 years. And, you know, you see a lot of things come and go. And what you find is that when you try something out, if it's not intuitive and you can't figure out how to work it, somebody else is not going to be able to do it either. So, you know, if I can't remember how to work something without pulling out instructions every single time, I shouldn't be recommending it to somebody else. And also if it's not working. On the Human Charger, I had my mother and father and grandmother, who was 92 with Alzheimer's, living with us for almost 5 years. So we had four generations in one home. And my grandmother was having trouble sleeping, as people quite often do with Alzheimer's and dementia. And so we had taken her over the past month three times to the ER. And I thought, you know what? I've seen this research. I'm going to try it on her. We started the Human Charger on her, and wouldn't you know it, ever since then, she had slept all the way through the night. So I'm a believer. You know, have something like that, and it keeps you out of the ER, and it keeps your grandma happy, there's nothing better.
You betcha. So bestlivingtech.com, we didn't get into a lot of these because I was so fascinated with the tech devices you mentioned, but wellness devices like Fitbit and Apple Watches and all that stuff, and video games that'll help you with hand-eye coordination, everything else, memory or mind train. I bet you there is something, if anybody will go to bestlivingtech.com, that they will find that might be perfect for this Mother's Day. Can it be delivered in time?
It can be, you know, depending on what's going on, but almost all of these can be delivered in time, and they're wonderful devices. I think, you know, moms quite often get left out of the tech game, and I think it's quite sad because I know a lot of moms that are very, very tech savvy.
Excellent. Well, Lisa, thanks for taking time out, and thanks for putting bestlivingtech.com together.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.